This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and me. But I am so psyched today that we're not even going to let you talk much. I don't have to tell you, it's the truth. I swear, you're like an idol to me. And it took me a long time to get next to you. I had known of you forever, and I've just been in awe of you, of your career, of what you've accomplished. You are truly a living legend, sir. Everybody needs to meet and say hello to Ben Gay III. I love you and welcome to the show, sir.
Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm starting to feel like one of those old rock and roll cover bands. I was on a plane going somewhere a few months ago, and Three Dog Night was on the plane, the whole band, and I sat next to their drummer of 40 years, and I have to admit, I know tunes when I hear them, but I don't necessarily know who played them, and somebody asked me to sign a book, came up out of the back and asked me to sign a book. He said, "Are you in show business?" And I said, "Well, I'm in show business for ugly people. I'm a professional speaker." And he said, "Well, I know the look because I'm a member of an old rock and roll band." And I said, "Really? Which one?" He said, "Three Dog Night." I knew the name, but I didn't know any of their songs in a match, you know. And I looked at him. He said, "Jeremiah was a bullfrog." I said, "All right, I got you. I got you." And I said, "Do people ask you to do new songs?" He said, "It's required because that's when they go to the bathroom."
That's a great call. Man alive. So how long have you been doing what you're doing? You were the president of Holiday Magic, good friends with Jim Rohn, Bill Bailey, which is not a name that's kicked around. I mean, I had him in the same category as you, and just some unbelievable people. You've known them all, sir. How did this all start?
I answered a little. By the way, Bill Bailey was, I'm cutting off my phone, so we don't have one of those awkward moments where it's ringing and I don't know how to turn it off then. Bill Bailey was briefly the president of Holiday Magic before I was. He was one of the three original guys, Bob Depew, Bill Bailey, and William Penn Patrick, Bill Patrick. So I followed in his shoes and then remained friends, and he and Bill had a friendly rivalry, which is how I met Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was sort of Bill Bailey's Ben Gay. Our matching yachts, which were part of the ego battle between the two Bills, the Principia and the Electra, were tied up next to each other, each about 110 feet, as best I recall, in Sausalito, California. And then Bill Patrick bought a 3,500-acre ranch at Clear Lake, and within 2 weeks, a realtor came over and said, we've got somebody else buying the matching ranch over there. And we said, "Who's that?" And they said, "William Bailey." And Bill Patrick said, "Son of a..."
So wow.
We came up together, Jim Rohn and I used to sit on the fantails of one or other of the yachts and complain about the two Bills. We were both in working under egomaniac superstars, but we were each assigned the task of making money to support the habits of the yacht business, the ranch business, and Bill Bailey never got into it as deeply as we did, but we had 42 airplanes, including the only flying B-29 bomber in the world at the time, the one that dropped Chuck Yeager for his famous sound-breaking ride, and one of the first Gulfstreams and Learjets and so on. So it was, Bill Patrick would say from time to time, "You know, we're not making enough money." I said, "No, Bill, that's not the problem. I'm taking in $1 million a day, $3 billion in today's money, $3 billion a year. And I said, income is not the problem. So,
interesting times.
Yeah, well, Jim Rohn made famous the old quote, when your outgo exceeds your income, your upkeep becomes your downfall. And both of the bills suffered from that a little bit.
So many people do. Robert White, formerly of LifeSpring, he's on here, wants to tell you hello. You've got so many. Yeah, that's really cool. So he goes way, way back with you, and so many people do. And the footprint that you've had on this profession and what you're still doing with your, obviously, your radio show podcast, The Closers, I mean, you haven't lost a step. Ron Hanley tells me that you're just as relevant right this minute as you've ever been. What's that? Why are you just so completely crazed about keeping it going?
I've always loved this business. We're talking about MLM, direct sales, whatever. I've been selling something since I was 10, maybe before that with Christmas cards. You used to get order through the magazines and so on. At 10, I won a citywide contest in Atlanta selling Krispy Kreme donuts door to door, and I won a red Columbia bicycle. And I was hooked. You mean, I'm thinking, you can just talk to people and they give you things? This could be interesting, you know. And at 14, I opened my own lawn mowing business. I don't mean me and the lawnmower. I'm not big on manual labor. So my father said, well, here's what you do. And he gave me a little script to go out and sell jobs. Don't pay us till we're done, and then pay us what you think it's worth. And I said, whoa, that sounds dangerous. He said, no, they'll pay you 2 to 3 times as much as you would have ever asked. And I said, well, how many lawns can I mow? And he said, you're not going to mow any, which you probably weren't going to do anyway. You get your friends to mow the lawn, and you split the money with them. And so I had 20, 25 kids working for me in the growing season in Atlanta, several summers between age 14 and 18, I guess. And that put me in business. And then, jumping ahead a little bit, Wednesday, September 15th, 1965, I answered a lad in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, said, if you want to... if you know anything about marketing plans and want to make more money, dial this number. Well, I didn't know what a marketing plan was, but I needed more money. I was putting the wife through nursing school, and she wasn't working, which was part of my plan was I thought she was employable, but she wasn't a nurse yet, so she wasn't going to support me. And I went down and said, well, I walked into a phone booth. Some of your younger listeners may not know what that is, but it was sort of an aluminum box on the street corner that you put money in. And I dialed the number, and I began interviewing Bill Dempsey, a good friend of several of the people you've already mentioned. And Bill, he was an old Arthur Murray dance instructor, and he'd gotten into holiday magic shortly before I had. So I said to him, I'm Ben Gay with Brown Gay Food Brokerage and blah, 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 skipping over the part that the Brown Gay in the company name was my father, not me. And a few minutes deep into my interrogation of him, he said, Mr. Gay, I'm not the man standing in a phone booth answering want ads. Where are you? And I told him, it turned out by luck, I was about 2 blocks from his office at 1447 West Peachtree Street. And he said, you can be here very quickly. He got 10 minutes to be standing in front of my desk or never dial this number again. He hung up on me. So my running buddy, co-worker with my father, pulled around about that time. We're getting ready to go to another grocery store. And I jumped in the car and said, quick, 1447 West Peachtree Street. He said, what's going to happen? I said, we're going to be rich. Because I figured anybody could pay to run an ad and then hang up on the people who answered it had something going for them. So yeah. We skidded up in front of the desk of the receptionist with a minute or so to spare. I said, hi, my name's Ben Gay. And from behind me, I heard this laugh. Turned around. There was a curly-headed guy sitting there. He said, your name's really Ben Gay? I said, yes. And put out my hand. I said, I'm Ben Gay. What's your name? He said, Zig Ziglar. I said, with a name like Zig Ziglar, you're laughing at Ben Gay? You got to be kidding me. And we became buddies almost instantly. He was 18 years older than I was, but he had not yet had a big hit. He just made a pretty good living selling cookware. And So we went into the meeting. Bill Dempsey drew circles on a chart, and we both signed, Jimmy Rucker and I signed up, and Zig signed up. And off we went. We began the rocket ride of our lives. We were introduced to multi-level marketing up close and personal. Before that, when I was about 18, I didn't have a car yet. I borrowed my father's car. I went to the Georgian Terrace Hotel in Atlanta at the invitation of a neighbor of mine to go to a NutriBio meeting. The neighbor didn't show up. So I'm standing there in my little cheap sport coat, and everybody's busy with their prospects. Looking back, because it was a regional NutriBio meeting, I'm guessing Jim Rohn was in the room. Jim Rohn, Bill Bailey was probably there, and some of the heavyweights from those days. But nobody approached me. They were busy, and I didn't look like I was going to be joining anything. And this guy came over, and he said, "Young man, how are you? My name's Earl Schoaf. How can I be of assistance to you?" And to people like our mutual friend Ron Henley, the name Earl Schoaf, you're supposed to stand up, put your hand over your heart. He was Jim Rohn's mentor. And so we didn't do anything, but he was a kind, gracious gentleman. I was just 5 years too soon. 5 years later, I was holding meetings in that same room for Holiday Magic Cosmetics.
Wow. Now, where does Glenn Turner and who's the other guy? Larry Thompson, where do they fit into this whole life of yours? Were they pretty important to it?
Larry wasn't to my life because he was over on Bill Bailey's team and doing his thing there. But I knew of him, and I think we probably met a few times over the years. Glenn Turner was, for those young people among us, look up Dare to Be Great and Coscot, spelled with a K, Cosmetics. Glenn joined Holiday Magic. He was, I think, from North Carolina. I know the attorney general there almost ran us out of the state because of him. And Glenn was a character. He had a cleft palate and, therefore, severe speech impediment, but he turned it into a thing that attracted people to him to hear him speak. It was fascinating. Great sense of humor. Total audacity. When he was banned from going to North Carolina, the judge said, I wasn't there. It had nothing to do with Holiday Magic. It was his next company. But he said, "Don't you ever step foot in North Carolina again." So Glenn chartered a bus and rode through North Carolina holding meetings on the bus, assuring the authority that he never stepped foot in North Carolina.
So we're going to take your last break. So we're going to come back right after this. It's the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is Adrian Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, sponsored by Contact Mapping. And take it away, Adrian.
So, I mean, I just want to pick the story back up because I was hanging on every word. So you get plugged in with Zig Ziglar, you get plugged in with Jim Rohn, and these, you know, really the foundations, not just of network marketing, but, I mean, foundational people in the entire movement of self-development. And so talk about how those relationships developed and how you got to be so tight with that legendary group of people and became their peers through those early years.
Well, you know, it's one of those things when you're in the midst of it, you don't necessarily know. Sometimes somebody will ask me about a story and I have to really think about it. And they said, well, surely you remember. I said, when it happened 50 years ago, I didn't know somebody was going to ask me about it later. It was just, you know, moving along through life. And so we all grew up together. A lot of the people were 12, for some odd reason. Bill Patrick was 12 years older. Zig was 18 years older. I was conceived on December 7th, 1941. I'm one of the rare people who knows when it happened. Earl Nightingale was on the Arizona that day. Got it blown out from under him by the Japanese. So they were all older and all sort of mentor-like, but none of them had any significant amount of money when we all started together. And so although I was young, I was 23 when I joined the company, 25 when I became president. We were all young, but most of the people you just named worked for me because I became president. Sometimes I knew, it's how I met Dr. Hill. Was William Penn Patrick said to Dr. Hill one day when he was in the office giving Bill an award of some sort, he said, I've got a young man who's running this business. I wasn't there when it was being told this was related to me. Got a young man who's running this business doing a great job, but there's got to be times when he feels like he's in over his head, and I'd like him to have somebody to talk to without fear of walking down the hall to my office and asking some question, getting fired as a result. So he retained Dr. Hill to be my, we didn't use the term coach or whatever, but to be my friend. Paid him $50,000 in 1967 to be my friend, which is Rodney Dangerfield, the old comedian, said that his family tied a pork chop around his neck so the family dog would play with him. Bill Patrick tied a $50,000 check around my neck so Dr. Hill would be my friend. I was young, and they're all older, and they all look, you know, people say to me, you know Zig Ziglar. I used to love when somebody asked me that within earshot. You know Zig Ziglar? I said, yeah, he works for me. And if Zig didn't catch it, say, yes, he works for me.
Wow.
Zig came in second in the contest where I became president. He won a Rolls Royce. And the running joke we had for years was on bad days, if he happened to call me, I said, Zig, I got a deal for you. Bring me the keys to the Rolls, and I will give you the keys to the front door of the company. And he said, oh, no, you won that fair and square.
Wow.
He always felt he won.
So inside of that, and people want to know, somebody in the comments ask, how you became the president of Holiday Magic?
Well, they have a year-long nationwide sales contest. First prize was the mystery prize. Second prize was a Rolls Royce. Third was a Lincoln Continental. Fourth was a Thunderbird. And then the steak knives started. And in fact, and then the desk set started because everybody got a desk set. Even if you won them for years, I had that on my desk. I think it's gone now, but whatever. So the contest ended, and I knew I was in the running because I was doing very well, Jimmy and I. It wasn't a big deal to me. My father raised me to, you don't pay attention to contests. One day when we were at a National Food Brokers Convention, one of his clients said to him, Stouffer's or CPAC, somebody, I don't know, said to him, now, Mr. Gay, if you sell this amount, we will give you a new color television. And those were bigger deals then than they are now. And my father, I'm sitting there in this big suite they had, looking at him and thinking, oh, we'll get a television set. My father, I'm paraphrasing, but the gist of it was, you can take that television set and put it where the sun doesn't shine. I sell all I can sell every day, all year long. And that's the reason I'm one of your top brokers. So if I win the television set, fine. If I don't win the television set, doesn't make any difference to me. I'm not going to sell one extra case because of that stupid television set. And I thought, oh, this is good. I'm going to see my father fired with me sitting here. And so they ended on a pleasant note, and we left. And a week or so later, a television set showed up at the house, RCA. Consoles, and they said, whether you win it or not, here it is.
There you go. We're going to take another break, so we're coming back. Yeah. So thank you very much for listening so far. We've got Ben Gay III with us, and this guy is unbelievable. I hope you've been watching and continue on. We'll be back right after this. Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government is now sending weaponry to Ukraine as part of the first shipment of security assistance to defend against a possible Russian invasion. President Biden recently directed the shipment, which arrived in Ukraine on Friday night. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Switzerland. Both agreed to continue talking, but didn't reach any other agreements. Blinken was aiming to de-escalate the tensions near Ukraine's eastern border, where Russia has amassed around 150,000 troops, according to estimates, and Lavrov sought guarantees that Ukraine wouldn't be allowed to join NATO, which Russia says would pose a security threat. Lavrov said on Friday that Russia has no immediate plans to attack Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A winter storm is bringing significant ice and snow to portions of the southeast and mid-Atlantic coast. It's been causing major travel disruptions. Residents are not out of the woods as a blast of Arctic air will bring the threat for a rapid freeze-up. Ice and snow hampered travel in cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, where a Delta Airlines flight skidded off the runway at Raleigh-Durham International Airport on Friday night. Meteorologists are saying watch out for ice as temperatures are going to drop overnight. There are warnings out in cities from Salisbury, Maryland to Norfolk, Virginia, and even into northern South Carolina. The rapid freezing overnight could cause major travel delays with ice building up on the roadways. Also, major airports in the area are expecting flight delays and cancellations due to the storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault, and we are talking to Ben Gay III, and he was talking about his father getting a color TV, even though he didn't want it, because he said, I sell like crazy every day. But the question I asked him was, how on earth did you end up president of Holiday Magic? So I want you to finish that story, because first prize was the mystery prize. Second prize was the Rolls Royce. Third prize was the Lincoln Continental. Fourth prize was this, and the fifth prize, I can't remember.
Thunderbird.
Go ahead.
Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it away. So tell us what happened then.
Well, As I said, I knew I was in the running because, you know, you sort of know who's moving and shaking and so on. But it wasn't a big deal to me because the way my father raised me. And turns out, this is hindsight, after I'm in California and I'm looking at the records, on the day I won the contest, I held an opportunity meeting, I think in Atlanta, and the margin by which I won the contest was were the sales made in that meeting. Zig, who was much more driven by contests, pins, badges, and awards, thought he had won, so he was holding a victory dinner in Columbia, South Carolina. And I won by what I did in that meeting versus Zig doing nothing but having a victory dinner. So there's a little lesson in how close you can come and the turtle and all the old all the old stories. So they fly me to California to have spend some time with Bill Patrick, and we go to lunch at the Caprice in Tiburon. I can still picture the setting. And we sit down, and he just starts talking. I said, excuse me, I won the mystery prize. I'd spent some time with Bill. I was introduced him for 25 days in 25 seminars earlier in the year. So we traveled around. We sort of knew each other. We didn't have to beat around the bushes about who are you, why are you here. And I said, so what is the mystery prize? He said, oh, I meant to tell you, you're president of the company. That's the mystery prize.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why is it a mystery prize? He said, in case someone won it that I didn't like, I could change it.
Wow.
So that's how I became president of Holiday Magic. He liked me. I had developed the ability to communicate effectively. I had become probably second only to Bill, the best speaker in the company. And so I had some things going for me, and I outsold everybody else, even if it was by the skin of my teeth. That was how it happened. And off we went. I remember calling my wife. She's passed away now. My first wife, Gigi, is the one I talk about all the time. And they were good friends, oddly enough, through a different connection. I called my wife, and I said, we're moving to California. And she said something like, my father told me not to marry you. They wanted her just to be a little Southern girl, stay there in Atlanta and fry chicken. And so she was off and running and became the first lady of Holiday Magic. And we traveled the world and made millions of dollars. And it was a wonderful life, not without its ups and downs, but it was a wonderful life. It was in a talk I did with Ron Henley, who I think he just said is on the listening today. Hey, Ron. He is the reason we're all talking. Ron said there's some people you got to know and bragged about you guys. So we traveled the world and had a wonderful time. And a little Southern boy with just a high school education has gotten to live a life that most people don't get to live or don't get themselves in the position to. And once I got in that position, it was sitting in the catbird seat. Somebody said to me one day, you met Ogman, do you know, how'd you do that? And I said, I think I was on the way from my office to the men's room. The building was swarming in the mid-60s to late 60s, or early 70s. If you were in direct selling, you were plotting and scheming how, or a professional speaker, you were plotting and scheming how to get into Holiday Magic. Either as a distributor or a supplier or a speaker in seminars or what have you, we were what was happening. And in the midst of all that sat me. So if you were going to get into Holiday Magic from 1967 on, we became close buddies or you weren't in.
Wow. So talk about the book, The Closer, because I want people, you've sold 15 million of them already. Talk about that a little bit. What a book. Tell us about that.
Well, down on the bottom, it's small deliberately. It says Ben Gay III, editor. And the reason that's there is I didn't write the first draft. I created the 800 call center industry, 800 order taking and so on, and with the National Communications Center. And after I opened it up and got rolling, I discovered that roughly 90% of all Americans didn't know a toll-free number was toll-free to them. When they called, they used to talk real fast and yell. Fast because it was costing them money, they thought, and loud because it was long distance. You may remember, Tom, sure. You may be old enough to get on the phone and call your grandmother at Thanksgiving, and you yelled because wherever your grandmother was might have been a distance away. So I had created an industry. And then I had to go back and educate the American people as to how it works. And all the advertisers. We became the largest toll-free order-taking service in the world. Also, So we would, everybody in the company had a pen knife and they had magazines they were supposed to read and newspapers and so on. And mine was the Wall Street Journal. And you cut out any ad that you saw that looked like somebody would respond to it or should, that didn't have an 800 number. And out went a series of letters that I and the letter doctor, Dr. Luther Brock, had written and telling you why you ought to have an 800 number. So I saw this little bitty ad in the Wall Street Journal that said something about closing. But what really caught my attention was it didn't have an 800 number. So I pen-knifed it out, clipped it to a typing request, and sent it down to word processing, and the letter series started. Oh, and as it was going out the door, I said to my secretary, hold on a second. What does it ask for? I think it was $14.95 back in those days. So I wrote a personal check for $14.95 because I thought maybe the ad had something to do with a book about selling. Hard to tell, but I thought it did. So I sent it down. If they had never sent a book, I never would have noticed. I would have totally forgotten about it. But about 3 weeks later, a package shows up. Looks like something that today I would have the bomb squad come open before I open it. Crayon on the outside, raggedy packaging, and so on. But I opened it up, pulled it out. It was a book called The Closers. Didn't say part one then. And I fanned through it, you know how you do with a new book, and pages shot all over my office. And then when I started looking at it, the pages that stayed in the book, about half of them were printed upside down or bound upside down. It was a mess. So I thought, well, there's $15 down the tubes. I've had worse things happen. Scooped it up, went to throw it in the trash, and I thought, selling, and I'm cheap. And my briefcase was right there and open. So I threw it in the briefcase, put a rubber band around the pages, and thought, next time I'm on a plane, I'll read it. I even had a plan. When I'm done, I'll put it in the seat pocket on the seat in front of me, and I won't have to worry about it. I get on the plane. This is before round-the-clock movies and cell phones and so on. I'm bored. I've read the in-flight magazine, so I remembered the book, got it out, started reading through it as best I could, finding the right page numbers and everything. And I thought I had found the Dead Sea Scrolls. Poorly written, bad grammar, bad spelling, printed horribly, bound worse. I had found something. So when we landed at LaGuardia, I went to the payphone. Payphones have played a big part in my life. Went to the payphone, dialed the number in the back of the book, and when the guy answered, and I said, hi, I just finished reading The Closer. I hadn't finished it, but I'd read a lot of it. I've read The Closers. He said, well, Mr. Gay, how are you? And I'm looking around. We didn't have caller ID in those days unless Candid Camera had caught me in the airport. There was no way to know who I was. I said, I didn't tell you my name. He said, well, you said you read The Closers, and we printed 500 copies. We ran one ad in the Wall Street Journal one day, and we sold one book. So if you've read The Closers, your name is Ben Gay, and you live in Placerville, California. So, long story short, I negotiated, bought his other. I said, how many do you have left? He said, like I told you, we printed 500. We sold one. I don't have to go count them, 499. I said, I'll take them. And even in the condition they're in, I'll take them. It'll make a great story. Shortly thereafter, after I'd given all those to my people and they'd given them to their distributors and so on, I called back, negotiated, got the sales and marketing rights to The Closers worldwide and the right to rewrite it, to clean it up. So that's the reason it says I'm the editor. So they sold one book. I sold 10.5 million when we quit counting 25 years ago.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Is that cool enough?
my job. I have to reconnect it so that I can formulate a question, because just the everything that had to happen for you to take that cruddy book, print it backwards upside down, and stitch it back together in order to then suspend your disbelief and realize it was a good book, and then everything that came from that. I mean, that doesn't happen. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No, but you know, but if you're out looking around, you find stuff. Jim Rohn used to tell the story about the guy who had a beautiful seashell collection. And I'm not telling it right, but the gist of it was, he said, how did you find such beautiful seashells? And the guy said, well, first I go to the beach. my brother-in-law, who's a trout fisherman, fly fisherman, I asked him one day, because his friends always come back with one or two trout, and he has the limit. And I said, how does that happen? He said, well, I go to streams where the trout are. So I'm always out. Napoleon Hill was brought to me and given to me as a gift by Bill Patrick the first year. Second year, I had to pay for it. That gave me a little bit of a... it's about $400,000 in today's money, and Dr. Hill started hinting around, well, we're coming to the end of the first year. So I went to Bill Patrick, and I said, Dr. Hill's hinting around that he'd like to go on, but I assume we're talking about another $50,000. He said, yeah, I'm probably so. I said, should I do it? He said, if you want to, do it. And as I left, started to leave the office, I turned back. I said, with company money or with my money? He said, yours. I paid for the first year. So Dr. Hill and I became close friends. We already were. But the last 2.5 years of his life, because I paid $50,000 for the privilege, and the company paid $50,000 before that. And everybody else I met through being in the right place at the right time. If I walk into a room and there's an interesting character there before I leave the room, I will know them.
And that's unbelievable. We got to take a last break, so stick around.
Okay.
This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And we're back at the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Have a little trouble spitting that out once in a while because I'm so pumped up about this guy. So where were we?
So I just loved where you finished that last segment and talking about following the thread of interesting people who have shown up in your life, because that's what contact mapping is really about. And you are truly one of the most magnificent examples of this that I have ever had the chance to speak to. And so talk about how from Napoleon Hill through to these other people who have shown up.
No,
in your
but
life,
wait a second.
You do it.
No.
Okay. What?
Look how he remembers everything from all the key to everybody is remembering.
Yeah.
And you are looking at the great rememberer right there. We are going to send him a great rememberer t-shirt because this guy is truly the great rememberer. I did not mean to interrupt you, but he truly is, don't you think?
He absolutely is.
Did I take you off your topic?
Medium or large. somewhere in there. Yeah, we were talking about meeting interesting people. I was the attitude coach for the astronauts, Apollo 15, 16, 17. How did that happen? A girl that worked for us, a lady, was the holiday girl, like an Avon lady for us. And I happened to overhear her. She was attractive. That's probably the reason I introduced myself to her. That her husband was the launch test supervisor of the manned space program at NASA at Cape Kennedy. And I thought, whoa, because I grew up watching the Vanguard rockets go up and fall over and the Mercury program. I watched John Glenn go into orbit and Alan Shepard do a suborbital, all that stuff. And I thought, that'll be interesting to meet them. So that I wheedled my way in, and they invited me down to watch the launch of Apollo 14, Alan Shepard's flight. And they had a dinner, and I thought it was for astronauts, and I would get to meet some. Turned out the dinner was in my honor, and the nine astronauts from 15, 16, 17 were there, and much of the launch crew, ground crew, et cetera. And before the evening ended, Jim Irwin, the commander of Apollo 15, named me the attitude coach for those three flights. And I started working with NASA, meeting with Miles Ross and Dr. Divas, who ran NASA at the time, and putting in some programs they still use to this day. But they didn't pick up a phone book and go, let's see if we can find an attitude coach. Yeah, that'd be good. I made it happen. Sally Stanford, some of you people may know about, but if you do, don't tell your wives, was the madam of San Francisco. She was run out of San Francisco. She said she preferred to say it was a parade because she always liked to lead things. She went over the bridge to Sausalito, where we had the yachts tied up, and opened a restaurant called Valhalla. And then she ran for mayor under her real name and was drubbed, beaten badly, Mary something. Then she ran as Sally Stanford, the world-famous madam, and became the mayor of Sausalito and had a restaurant. I couldn't get there fast enough. In the door, she was sitting right at the end of the bar, and I walked over. I said, Miss Stanford, you don't know me, but my name is Ben Gay, and we're going to be good friends. The United Nations, much of the work of the formation of the United Nations was in her parlor, in her house of prostitution in San Francisco, where the delegates would go after the official sessions, smoke cigars, drink bourbon or whatever, and put together the United Nations. So that I never leave the house or the office without the goal of meeting one person that I didn't know, preferably an interesting one.
Thank you. That is it. That's the whole show, everybody. Do you understand that? Holy mackerel, the guy is an honorary contact member.
Unbelievable.
Don't forget my shirt.
You're on the way, baby. Yeah. We're going to give you one white and one black one.
That's exactly right. I mean, it really is. And I think what I heard from you that is so remarkable is that so much of the game is in following the thread. You know, interesting people come across, everybody's played all the time. But one of the things that you've done is that you stopped, you paid attention, and you turned left. You jumped in the car and got to that place in 10 minutes. You did these things, and doors opened that others would have let pass them by. They never would have even walked through them. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I met Chuck Yeager, General Chuck Yeager, when I heard he was going to the airport to see RB-29, because that was the plane that they carved out in the bottom, put his plane up in, and dropped it, and he broke the sound barrier. I said, he's going to the hangar to see it? And they said, yeah. And I said, okay, I'm done. I'm out of here. Boom. Chuck Yeager and I were friends before the sunset.
That is just so incredible.
So how did I not know him all my life? You and I are like brothers.
Yeah. How come?
It makes me mad. Where was Ron Henley 20 years ago?
I know, Ron. Come on. We gotta make these things happen. So, for those of you listening on the radio, we threw it in the chat already here on Facebook, but go to bg3.com. That's where you can find Ben. And, man, I'm going to go order.
BFG.
I'm sorry, BFG3. Sorry, I needed it in front of me. BFG3.
Benjamin Franklin, Day the 3rd. There we go.
There it is. Oh, man, that's awesome. So BFG3.com. Go see what he's about. We're going to order like a pallet of books, so I hope you got some on hand.
You've got to put that quote up by Robert White that he just made, because it's just the caliber of people that dwell on your every word are unbelievable. Robert White just said, "My life changed from ordinary to extraordinary as a result of the educational opportunities promoted by Holiday Magic and the example set by Bill Patrick, Ben Gay, and Bill Dempsey." What a legacy to leave, sir.
Thank you, Mr. White. I appreciate that. Robert White is a legend, too.
Yes, he is. We'll see you all next week. Thank you for listening.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.